how does untreated salt and brine, salt brine, affect equipment? What has been your experience?
Well, one of the ways that many people wetted salt prior to some of the systems that we have on the trucks today is to simply spray the load. And if you're going to spray the load in the back of a truck, you certainly are adding liquid brine right to metal that, you know, potentially then can start rusting immediately. There's been a lot of changes in the industry, and some of that has changed with stainless steel boxes and things like that. But anytime we can encapsulate the salt with a product, we generally are going to stop that situation from happening, and I think that's been the trend we've all seen with using treated salts.
Mm-hmm. Paul, what comments would you make outside of what Mark has shared here regarding the equipment effect from salt and salt brine?
Well, salt and salt brine especially, is one of the most corrosive that you can come across. I guess you could add mag or calcium into that, especially calcium. But the electronics, the brakes, everything that come into contact with the brines are very susceptible to corrosion.
Uh-huh.
And so there's a far greater amount of actual maintenance, washing the trucks, but thoroughly washing, because you're still not washing, even when you wash them with soap, you actually have to neutralize that salt, because it keeps, as Mark says, rusting,
uh-huh,
corroding your trucks.
Uh-huh.
Valid points with the treated salt is it is literally encapsulated, much like a Smartie or a M&M. It covers the salt inside, which is still corrosive, but the product on the outside is far, far less corrosive, and that's the product that comes in direct contact with the metal. So it's not corroding your vehicle, your loaders, and even the infrastructure, your bridge decks, and to the same extent that raw salt would.